الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me share with you a beautiful hadith mubarakah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever sends Durood-e-Pak upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless him with 100 mercies. Subhanallah. Now imagine the person who spends his days and nights reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is constantly receiving the mercies and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what a beautiful habit this would be. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we've got a very special program for you. Depression and Islamic cure. This is a disease that affects everybody. And in this program, inshallah, in the first segment, we will discuss this problem, the extent of it, what problems it creates, and what the root causes are. And then, inshallah, we will move to practical solutions, Islamic ways of thinking to deal with this problem. And at the end, in our last segment, we will give you practical tips and wazahif to help you in your everyday life. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's start our first segment.
Do not lose hope, do not be sad.
Hazrat Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullah alayhi says that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam passed by a town. All the humans, all the jinn, all the beasts, all the creatures were dead. He stood and watched this for some time, and then he turned to his followers and he said, truly this is the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, that everything is dead. He then called out to the people of the town, and one person replied, Labbaik Ya Ruhullah, Labbaik O Prophet of Allah. He asked, what is the reason for this? What was your sin? The person replied, we used to worship the shaitan and we loved this world. He asked, what was your worship of the Satan? And the person replied, we were disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. What was your love for this world? He replied that we loved the world more than a mother loves its child. When the world would come to us, we would feel happy and joyous. We would celebrate. And when it went away from us, we would feel sad. We had high hopes at the same time that we were disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked, so what happened to you? He replied that we spent the night in peace, but when the morning came, the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal overtook us. We found ourselves in Hawiya. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked, what is Hawiya? He replied, Sijjin. He said, what is Sijjin? He replied, it is a large coal, a fire in hell, the size of parts of the earth. We have been buried in it. Why are your companions not talking? The reply came, that they have rains of fire on their mouth. I was part of the town, but I was not with them. But when the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal came, I too was the victim. And at the moment, I'm hanging above Hawiya by a hair. And it is to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal of whether I am dropped in it or I am forgiven. Allahu Akbar. In this story, a very, very important Madani pearl. Apart from being disobedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, these people had a love of the world which overtook everything. And when the world would come to them, they would be happy. But if the world went away from them, they would be sad. As we are getting away from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world is becoming more materialistic. Today, possessions and looks and vanity and pride and haughtiness is everything. Human greed has not known these bounds. Abundant wealth, properties, land, hotels, businesses, children, markets, plazas. This is all we have a passion for. Our pious predecessors had a love for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. But today, we are lost in this world. Allahu Akbar. One of the problems that this has created for us is a disease which is tearing our very society apart. It affects all of us to one extent or another. We all fall victim to this disease of the mind. And we're all lost as to how to find a solution. Depression is one of the most prevalent mental disorders in the world. The World Health Organization estimates that depression is the second leading cause of poor health and mortality. Allahu Akbar. And in this pandemic, it's got even worse. The treatments that were available for this depression seldom work. They have their own side effects and they're only a temporary solution. Whether it's medication or counseling, they only have limited results. And the world is scratching its head. Millions and billions have been invested to try and tackle this problem in cost-effective therapeutic ways, and they can't find a solution. Our lifestyle has changed so much, but we're jumping into an abyss of problems and darkness and loneliness and depression. And we can't find a solution. Allahu Akbar. When it came to difficulties, when it came to problems, when it came to cures, when it came to solutions, our pious predecessors found their answer in the glorious Quran. Today, we are far from there. Surah Hadid, part 27, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, "You should know the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement, an adornment, and you're boasting amongst yourselves, and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children." Allahu Akbar. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Mufti Sahib writes that in this verse, the reality of the world is laid open bare. Allahu Akbar. When we're inclined to this world and we're lost in the love of the world, then if the world doesn't come to us, like those people that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam came across, we too become upset. And this is the seed for our depression. Mufti Sahib writes in this ayat of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions five things about the world. The first two, that the life of this world is only fun and frolic. That this is a pastime like children play. And we have to work hard to attain the hereafter. But unfortunately, we work hard to attain the materialistic things in this world, which provide us with little or no satisfaction. Then Mufti Sahib writes that third, the life of this world is the name of beauty and adornment. And this is a thing for women. We like to dress this life up, but yet it's a temporary stay. It's like somebody who is on a journey and stops at a train station. He's waiting for the train to come, and he's spending his time, his effort, decorating the train station, getting furniture in the train station, putting pictures on its wall. Anybody watching him would say, what a foolish man. What a foolish man. He sat here decorating and investing and putting all this time and effort in to this train station, when as soon as the train arrives, he's going to continue upon his journey. Isn't that what we do? Mufti Saab writes, the fourth and fifth, the life of this world is a name of feeling proud and feeling arrogant. Wanting more wealth, more children, more of this, more of that. And when this is the state of the world with such defects and we become preoccupied with it, we are wasting our life. We are wasting our effort. Instead of improving ourselves, we simply try to improve the things around us. Allahu Akbar. The shaitan has deceived us in relation to the reality of this world. Today, depression plagues our society. Whether it's brothers with good jobs, those who are unemployed, the sisters at home, the sisters who are out at work, the imam in the madrasa, the children going to masjid, everybody has suffered bouts of depression. And it's not because of what they have, but it's because of what they haven't achieved. Or what they want. They think that money is the answer to everything. They forget the fact that we're created for a test on this world, to see who is better in deeds. And no doubt Allah says in the glorious Quran that I will test you with fear, with hunger, with fruits. Everything is a test. And yet, as soon as that test comes, what do? We get upset. Let's look at a definition of this depression, because it's very important to try and understand it. It's a disorder of the mind where we think negatively. Persistent feelings of sadness, loss of interest, hopelessness, not appreciating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we have. If a person was to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for these blessings, to ponder upon them and appreciate them, then he would never become depressed. The problem is this. If you're driving around in a cheap car that is perhaps not as fancy as some on the road, you might think, what have I got? I deserve better than this. Allah hasn't given me anything. Look at that man. He's driving a very fancy car. And yet, if you'd look down all along the route that you'd traveled, there were poor people who were walking to work. There were people who were cycling to work. There were people who couldn't walk properly and they were in a wheelchair being pushed to work. Some were pushing themselves. Some were at home because they couldn't go to work because of the disabilities. Others were laying in a bed, restless, ill for year after year. Now, if you had looked at the person who was lying on the bed, you would have thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. If you had looked at the person who was walking to work and you had a car, you would have thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. If you had a look at the person who was cycling to work, you would have thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. You would have never become depressed. You became depressed because, ignoring 99% of the world that was beneath you in wealth and in monetary and in gift terms, in the term of ni'mat, you looked at the 1% of the world that was ahead of you. And then you became ungrateful for what you had and you became depressed. This depression is a disease. It is a disease of the mind which gradually destroys a person. This disease of the mind, it challenges that relationship we have with Allah Azza wa Jal. What this depression does, what the shaitan does, is tries to deceive us. It wants us to take us away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. Hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hope in the gifts and the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal.
when there's a violent storm, or somebody is lost at sea, what do? They call out to Allah Azza wa Jal, because all hope lies in Him. When there is a camel driver lost in the desert, when a person has nowhere to go, he's completely lost and he has no food and he has no provision, and he knows he's going to die, what does he do? He calls out to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. When calamity occurs and a person is inflicted with difficulties, when he sees no other door open, he calls out to Allah Azza wa Jal. When there are barriers set one after the other and he's struggling to get over them, what does he do? He does not despair, but he holds on to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and hope in His blessings. When all plans fail, when all hope is lost, and when all paths are closed, then the person calls out, Ya Allah, You are the only one to help me. On this vast earth that's wide, when it feels tiny and constricted because of our problems, again the call is to Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we put all hope in the Creator, then our anxieties, our depression, and our worries all disappear. The problem today is, the difficulty we face in society that we have, is that we don't turn to Allah Azza wa Jal soon enough. We try to solve our problems ourselves by our own methods, and we don't learn from what the Quran and the Hadith teach us. This Quran was a cure for us. It provided the solution to everything. And when it came to this great disease, we thought we would deal with it on our own. And guess what? We failed miserably. Why? Because only in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal do hearts find rest, peace, and tranquility. These negative thoughts that were coming into our head, we allowed to go over and over again, and they completely destroyed our mind, our conscience, and our peace, and our heart, and our soul. Allahu Akbar. Who is absolute in power, whose strength is beyond our comprehension, infinite strength, infinite glory, infinite wisdom. He could no doubt solve all our problems, and the problems of all the creatures on the surface of the earth, without it making one iota worth of difference to His grandeur and majesty. We have a Creator who is majestic, who is magnificent, who is mighty, who gives comfort to the hearts, who makes us happy and takes away our sadness, who gives us safety in place of fear. He soothes burning hearts and He fills empty hearts with the coolness of faith. He gives us peace and slumber in the nights of restlessness and gives us serenity which touches our very soul. He guides the confused ones to light, and those who are astray come back to guidance. He removes the evil from our hearts and replaces it with His light. But the test is, and the condition is, that when you're inflicted with misery, affliction, and anxiety, you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. The key to getting rid of this depression is to put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. When a calamity befalls you, when a difficulty arises, when a problem surfaces, straight away, rather than going here, there, and everywhere, recognize that my Creator is supreme and amazing. Allah Azza wa Jal is the disposer of affairs. And if I pray in the court of my Creator, if I put my trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, even though I can't see a solution out of this problem, Allah Azza wa Jal will get me out of this difficulty. And once you start to practice this and be patient in any situation, then watch how the problems solve themselves And how, rather than getting distressed and stressed and depressed, you smile and think how beautifully Allah Azza wa Jal solved this difficulty of mine. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Do not lose hope, do not be sad.
Now, there are a lot of practical solutions that we can adopt to get rid of anxiety, worry and depression. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this series we're going to share a lot of these with you. And I'm going to start with one which is very, very effective, tried and tested and guaranteed to work. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala came to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my daily wazaif and everything I do, the zikr of Allah azawajal and everything else I do, I allocate a certain proportion to read Durood-e Paak upon you. How much time should I spend reciting Durood-e Paak upon you? And Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as much time as you wish. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I allocate a quarter of my time to reading Durood-e Paak? Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as much as you'd like, and if you recite even more, it is better for you. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I allocate half of my time to sending Durood al-Salam upon you? And again, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as much as you like, and if you recite more, it is better for you. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I allocate 2/3 of my time to sending Durood al-Salam upon you? And again, the best of creation said, as much as you like, but if you increase it, it is better for you. Upon this, the beautiful companion, Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says, Ki Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, why don't I allocate all of my time to sending Durood al-Salam upon you? And it is this reply in which lies the solution to your problems, my problems, your fear, your grief, your anxiety, your difficulties, everything. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, in that case, all your sorrows and concerns will be removed and all your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. So we learn from this hadith mubarakah that one of the solutions and an effective and guaranteed solution to this disease of depression is sending Durood al-Salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and devotion. Subhanallah. So let's practice that. And inshallah azza wa jal, in next program, we will cover some more areas of difficulties arising from depression, practical ways of thinking, how to think Islamically in every situation and in any situation, and also a new practical tip of how to tackle the problem of depression. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us all happy and thank Him for all the blessings that surround us from head to toe. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Do not